what today is, July 19th, 1976. I am in the home of Michael Hall, resident sculptor at Cranbrook. My name is Dennis Berry, and this is the first interview we are doing. And I thought I'd start off, Mike, by asking some background questions. And first of all, you said you were born in California. I'd like to know something about your family background, for example, what type of family and situation you were born into, was it an artistic family, and so forth.
Well, the family was in California, like so many people, sort of after the war. They were not from California. My parents were both Midwestern, my father from Iowa, my mother from Kansas. And they had traveled during the war years. Mm-hmm. And I was born 1941 in Upland, California. And from there, we moved quite a bit, but they decided to settle on the West Coast after my father was discharged. He was a school teacher at the time and made his way up to a principalship of an elementary school during those early years, and then went to work for the Los Angeles County Board of Education. Mm-hmm. So my earliest years, my mother was at home, my father worked at the county office, and then he went into university teaching. He completed an EDD and taught at the University of Southern California. And he moved from there into the chairmanship of the cinema department. And about that time, my mother went into elementary school teaching. She had a credential from years before, and she went back to work, I think, about the time that I was around 11 years old. I guess I must have been in the seventh or eighth grade. And I have four sisters, all younger than myself, and so it was after they were born and substantially, you know, along that mm-hmm. she went back to work. And so during that period, both parents were employed. And my father's work, I think, was very complex and very interesting for him because as head of the cinema department with this background in education, he was very involved with film as information. And so I think a lot of the conversations around home were very positive and very provocative for my ideas. Being the oldest, I was the most conscious of what was going on. But the environment was not in any way an art environment. Mm-hmm. Most of my interesting things came from a very early relationship with a man named Leonard Bessem, who was at that time a preparator at the Los Angeles County Museum. And I met him through my father. And he was in the vertebrate paleo area, and his particular expertise was putting together fossil bones. Mm. And he was one of the people who did the displays and did all the wiring and armature work to put those big dinosaurs and saber-toothed cats and so forth together at the museum. And I found him very fascinating because he was a person who worked with his hands, and he was a person who was interested in everything that he did and would go off on tangents where his whole research and his whole involvement would be, you know, completely myopic. He would be into what he was into. If it was saber-toothed tigers that week, well, then that's what he knew. And he was not a scientist in any sense, but he was kind of one of these people that get into the museum business who have a particular fascination and a particular aptitude. And they are often the most lively and most exciting people to be around. And I sought him out. I spent a lot of time with him. He lived not far from us. And I spent a lot of time at his house. And he ultimately became involved with youth groups in the areas and finally Boy Scouts. And so I joined the Boy Scouts to be, again, under his sort of aegis. And he was a fascinating Boy Scout leader because he just had to get up and go. He was an outdoors type person. He was a skin diver and a camper and a hiker as well as a collector and just a real oddball who had a lot of energy and a lot of interest. And he was great for a kid growing up to be next to. So I got from him, I think, a lot of interest in things and mm-hmm. learned a lot of skills with my hands and found that I had an aptitude for working with my hands. And then around the house, received a sort of complimentary background that was mostly intellectual. So that, I think, is probably the balance that set me on the course and that I still pursue. I think it was very formative for me and that it was a good experience. And the only art that I recall at home was one time when my father's department got involved with the making of an educational film called The Face of Lincoln, mm-hmm. which was a film that documented sculptor Merrill Gage doing his portrait of Abraham Lincoln. And he tells the story of Lincoln's life at the time that he models Lincoln's mm-hmm. face and then changes the face as Lincoln changes his hairstyle or grows a beard.